Good morning. Welcome back. Good to see you again. Some of you have been gone for a couple of weeks. Some of y'all. Well, listen, welcome to MCC. We are so glad you're here. We are in part two of our series, Courageous. Pastor Jeff kicked us off last week with Be Courageous and Think Big. The point was not about boosting your confidence or your ego. The point was not about more positive thinking or self-awareness. It was not about overcoming your fears. It was not about opening up a bigger world through tolerance and diversity. It was about thinking big about a big God. I listened to that sermon online at the airport as we were waiting several hours before boarding our flight home. Had the earplugs in, of course. And I'm sitting there and other people around and I'm going, ooh, good point. And people just start looking. Now laugh a little bit and people would look a little more. And then Barbie would look. And then Barbie would move over a seat. I enjoyed that sermon very much. As Christ followers, you see, when it comes to our problems, we got to think small. But when it comes to our God, we've got to think big. The Bible tells us our God is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us. Now, if you really, and I mean really believe that, say a bold amen. Well, actually, I think most Christ followers only believe the first part of that verse, but not so much the second part. See, I think we really do believe that our God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power. I think we really believe that. I think we really believe our God is all powerful. But I'm not so convinced we really believe the rest of that verse, that our God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us. That means that God can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine with us. Do we have any Star Wars fans here today? Okay, I am a huge Star Wars fan. Luke has just crash-landed on the planet where he meets Yoda, the Jedi Master. His X-Wing fighter has sunk to the bottom of a swamp, and even after extensive training from Yoda, Luke still fails to raise the sunken jet. He says to Yoda, "It's too big." As he walks away, he says to him, "You want the impossible." And Yoda has a powerful lesson for Luke and for us. Watch this clip again.
We'll never get it out now.
So certain are you? Always with you, it cannot be done. Do you nothing that I say?
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No. Why not? Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Thank you.
me. Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us. And binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you. Here. Between you, me, the three, the love, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and the ship.
You want the impossible.
Big. You want the impossible. And then he does the impossible. I don't believe it. That is why you fail. When it comes to what God can do in us, through us, and with us, we have to be courageous and think big. We need a bigger view of God. And what He can do through us. His power is at work in us. Now that leads us to today's message. Because if we not only believe our God is all powerful, but also that He is so powerful, He can do more than we could ask or even imagine with us, then we can be courageous and take some risks for Him. Be courageous. Take risks. Everything we do in life involves risk. The food we eat, it's harmful to our bodies. It's causing cancer. The air we breathe, the cars we drive, carbon emissions, ozone depletion. Driving to work, will we be involved in an accident? Riding our bicycle, will we get run over by a car? At work, I must say the right thing and I must do the right thing or I will offend someone or someone will sue me. Speaking of risks, Fred Smith was 28 years old. All of his friends thought he was crazy when he decided he would try to start an overnight package delivery company. But at 28, he risked his entire family inheritance of $4 million on something that his friends thought he was crazy to do. He bought some small corporate jets to begin what is now FedEx, Federal Express. $4 million investment. Do you know how many packages they hauled that first night? 6. 6. And yet it became a multi-billion dollar industry because a 28-year-old young man dared to risk everything he had. I want to share with you this morning about becoming courageous in your spiritual life. Because if we're going to become courageous in our spiritual lives, we've got to be willing to take some risks and step out on faith. If we only do what we understand and what we can comprehend and what we can plan, there's no need for faith. If you want your spiritual life to grow, you've got to step out and take some risk, because faith and risk are closely intertwined. Many Christians accept Christ's grace and forgiveness, but then instead of becoming Christ's followers, they want to live their new spiritual lives in a rut. They're afraid to risk, afraid to change, afraid to grow spiritually. But I want you to know the Christian life was not meant to be boring and monotonous. The Christian life is designed to be an adventure. It's meant to be lived out loud. There once was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked, he never tried, he never sang or prayed. And when one day he passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never really died. Today I want to share some principles I believe will help us all and give us courage to take our faith to the next level and take some risks. Number one, don't let your age hold you back. Paul tells young Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Does the name Kathy Barnall ring a bell to anyone? She was one of a dozen students and a teacher killed when two young gunmen entered Columbine High School and then went on a killing spree before shooting themselves. It was reported the students had been asked whether or not they believed in God before being shot during the massacre. Kathy, age 17, risked her life for her faith. She was murdered for defending her beliefs. Now ponder this. Kathy was the 6th student shot. I want you to know I'm encouraged by all the young people we have at MCC. I'm encouraged when I see them singing or playing instruments on a praise team. I'm encouraged when I see them helping in the audiovisual booth. I'm encouraged when I see them helping with programs like our recent Christmas special. You remember what it was? Cake. I'm encouraged when I see them come up with the idea to help another family. I'm encouraged when I see them bringing their friends to youth group, many of which do not attend our Sunday services. I'm encouraged when I see them playing 66 with us old-timers. I'm encouraged when I see them helping in so many ways at VBS. I'm encouraged when they cheer on their pastor as he plunges to his possible death down that huge slide in Rantoul. I I'm encouraged when I see and hear and even read about our students praying for and with teammates and classmates at school and on the field. I'm encouraged when I see them stand out and stand up as Christ followers on the bus. I'm encouraged when I see many of them giving up their spring breaks and other vacation days from school to go on mission trips. They're not waiting to be the church of the future. They're taking risks and doing some amazing things for the Lord now. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Just because you are young doesn't mean you can't be a risk taker for Jesus. We're doing everything we can, and we would love to do more to prepare young people to stand strong for Jesus Christ. When you see our young people involved anywhere in the church or in the community, go up to them and encourage them. Thank them. Tell them they're making a difference and an impact for Jesus Christ. And by the way, this principle does not only apply to the young. The Hebrew writer tells us, by faith Abraham, even though he was past age. Now that's a polite way of saying you're old. Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered himself faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead. That's a polite way of saying, you're really old. Dad, you're almost dead. And you're going to have another child? And he, as good as dead, came from this man came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. You know, I am encouraged when I see all the Bible study and projects that our crackpots are doing. I'm encouraged when I see all the Bible study and projects from our men's breakfast group, from supporting our young servicemen and women to building and repairing homes and helping folks move their things. I'm encouraged when I see all our small groups and Bible study and activities and events together. I'm encouraged when I see the powerful ministries of our freedom groups and our senior adults. I'm encouraged when I see dozens and dozens of our families stepping up to prepare and to serve and to clean up for meals after funerals and other events. I'm encouraged when I see our whole church body respond so generously to the needs in our community as well as in our church family. Helping hands, it takes a village. Collecting peanut butter for the school kids, filling backpacks for the homeless, providing fresh vegetables for free to the community. And oh my, the list goes on and on and on. Young and old and all ages in between, be courageous, take risks, don't let your age hold you back. Secondly, don't back away from opportunities. Ephesians 5 is a key verse we've been using the last few weeks. Be very careful how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. Don't back away from opportunities. But, at the same time, listen to these instructions. Be careful. Be wise. Use some discernment. But when opportunities come, take advantage of every one of them. Go for it. Take risks. Some of you have taken risks, taken advantage of some opportunity, and things didn't work out so well. The adventure failed. The ideal never caught on. A partner cheated you. And maybe that has caused you to lose your confidence and your courage. Some of you may be saying, I made some not so wise decisions when I was younger, and I'm still feeling the consequences of those bad choices. Or, Pastor David, I've gone through a divorce. I'm a failure. I've been in prison. No one will even hire me. Why would I ever take a risk again? Why would I ever try to change now? Well, listen. If you keep waiting for ideal conditions before you take a risk, you'll never do anything. Because opportunities rarely come at the best times and in the best places. Don't back away from opportunities. Number three, don't hang on to past mistakes. We've spoken at length about this before. We won't labor it. David said in Psalm 32, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin." All of us have sinned and fallen short of God's plan and purpose for our lives. All of us have made mistakes. We all have a defective past. So how do we let go of all that? Look at the passage again. We acknowledge our sin. We don't cover them up. We don't hide our iniquities. Not from the Lord. Then we confess them to the Lord. Don't go running your mouth all over the community. You don't have to tell us how bad you are. We know. So does he. But we confess them to the Lord. We take full responsibility for our mistakes. It's not the other guy's fault. It's mine. And then we are able to accept His forgiveness and let go of the guilt. As long as you hold on to your past mistakes, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to get enough courage to take risks again. Don't hold on to past mistakes. If you struggle with that, I cannot stress enough how important and how effective, how helpful our freedom groups can be for you. The new groups start up in just a few weeks. Get more information and join one of them as soon as possible. Number four, don't quit too soon. Remember our opening verse, Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine or ask according to His power that is at work within us. Well, here's a companion verse to go with it. Galatians 6:9. I'm sorry I forgot to put that on your outline, so write it down. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. If, what? We don't give up. When Jesus had the disciples look out over the fields and show them they were white unto harvest, He did not tell them to ask the Father to send someone younger or someone better skilled or better educated than they are to take over for them. He did not tell them to ask for substitutes to step in their place. He told them to pray for more laborers to join them in the harvest. If you have taught Sunday school for 40 years or been in leadership for 50 years, don't say you've done your part. Let the younger people step up and take over. Don't say that. Pray for the Father to send us more laborers to join you. More Sunday school teachers. More leadership. Let's reach more and enlist more and involve more. Don't quit too soon. Today, people are living longer, and keeping busy for the Lord does keep you going. I can't tell you the countless times I've heard people say at the funeral of a loved one, I think it was him being so busy or her being so busy that kept her alive for so long. Kept her mind sharp. Kept her body sharp. It just kept them going. It's when we sit down and we go to sleep. I can go all day long, but Lord, help me if I sit down for 5 minutes. Are you that way? Makes my wife so mad. In fact, I can just stop and lean against the wall and go to sleep. My wife has to read, unwind, watch TV, and then send me to bed, quit snoring. And then she'll finally be able to go to sleep herself. Don't quit too soon. Don't retire. Reload. Take some risks for the Lord. I've said it before, Mary had a little lamb that never grew to be a sheep. It joined Muhammad Christian Church and died from lack of sleep. We have something going on around here all the time. Something for you to get involved in. Oh, but I've never done that before. Good. Take a risk. Well, you know, we need some Sunday school teachers. Oh, I've never taught. Good. Take a risk. I've never led a small group. Oh, good. Take a risk. I've never sang on it. Well, good. Take a risk. Number 5, don't miss God's purpose for your life. Romans tells us in speaking about Pharaoh, God's message to him was, I raised you up for this very purpose. And what was that purpose? That I might display my power in you and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. The purpose for your life is far greater than your own fulfillment or your happiness or even your peace of mind. As long as we strive for the things of this world to find and fulfill our purpose, getting our kids through college, paying off the mortgage, preparing for the empty nest, preparing for retirement, we're going to miss the real purpose of why God put us here. What is that? Well, look at the passage again. To allow God to display His power in us. Our God is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine through His power that is at work within us. To allow God to display His power in us and to proclaim His name in all the earth. You see, when Jesus died, He rose again. Spent 40 days teaching His disciples a little bit more. And then on the Mount of Ascension, He did not call for a press conference. He did not call in all the media. He didn't call in anything except His disciples. And He gave us the task of taking this wonderful message of His loving, saving, risen Lord, how far? To the ends of the earth. That my name may be proclaimed throughout the whole earth. You want to take a risk for Jesus this week? Tell someone else about Jesus. Tell someone else what He has done for you. Tell someone else what He can and wants to do for them. That's a risk. So what's our takeaway? It's a question, really. Ask yourself, where are you lacking courage in your spiritual life, in your spiritual journey? Where are you afraid to take a risk? Where do you need to be more courageous and step out on faith? Where do you need courage to take your spiritual life to the next level? Sharing your faith? Being baptized? Trusting God with your finances? You still having trouble figuring out that ridiculous formula that 90% plus God goes further than 100% without God? sexual purity, standing strong for Jesus at school or at work, your future, your place of service in the church and in the community? Where are you lacking courage in your spiritual journey? I want you to wrestle with that. And then you'll notice that at the end of your outline, we left some space for you to apply today's message with this simple challenge. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I love the story of the young preacher who went through all the interview process and everything, church hired him. First Sunday, preached a dynamic sermon. Next Sunday, he came back and preached the same sermon again. Well, some people weren't there the week before. Word had spread. He wanted to make sure they heard it. Third week, he preached the same sermon again. A lot of humming and hawing. Fourth week, he preached the same sermon again, and the elders said, we need to have a meeting after church. So they met in the old, cold, dusty basement room. And they said, son, surely you've got another sermon you can preach. Oh, yes, he said, I've got hundreds of sermons. Well, why don't you preach one of them, one of the elders said. And he said, because you haven't done anything about this one yet. So what are you going to do about it? If you examine your life and in these areas, whether it's your age or your past or whatever it is, and you see this is an area that's really holding me back, you acknowledge that. That's where I'm lacking. Enough courage to take some risk and make a big difference for a big God. And what are you going to do about it? My prayer is, you'll do something about it starting today. If you put off to tomorrow what you should be doing today, you're going to wake up one day and find out all you have left is a lot of empty yesterdays. Today is the day of salvation, saith the Lord. Father God, this morning, we've all made mistakes. We're all on our best day human. We can come up with excuses all day long of why we aren't doing more in growing in our faith and taking that next step in our spiritual journey. We can all explain a way to our satisfaction of why it's the right thing to not step out on faith and take some risk. And bottom line is, we just need some more courage. We need to be bolstered up by your courage, the power of your Spirit at work in us. Yeah, us. Imagine that. Hard to fathom, but so are you. This morning, Father, I pray each one of us will acknowledge that we do believe you are all-powerful and that we are ready to accept in a very courageous way that will help us step out and take some risk to say that we also believe that you are able to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine with us, through us. Let's just simply say, here am I, Lord, send me. Forgive us for our hesitancy in the past. Help us to make today the day we do something about it. Some need to place membership in a good church home and get intimately involved. Some need to surrender their life of sin to you. Acknowledge it. Don't hide it. Accept your forgiveness and feel the guilt lifted. And be baptized as the Bible would instruct us for the forgiveness of those sins. And feel the guilt washed away as we rise to walk a new life with you. But Father, help us to understand that with that comes the gift of the Holy Spirit that will help us to live a courageous new life for you. A life that will let us take some risks. A life that will let your power be displayed in us. And that will enable us to declare your name everywhere we go. We give you praise for the new sense of courage that's rising up among your people. In Jesus' name, amen.